Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the March 28th meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Programming Committee. I'm the convener, Rob Robinson from WPFW. Also with us is the is Serene Roberts, who is acting as our secretary. And what I would like to do, first of all, is call the roll, if we may. So, Serene, is that okay?
It's fine. It's going to be a little... I don't have access to my regular computer, so I don't have a lot of the stuff that I need. Norberto, remind me of your last name.
Martinez.
Okay. So
we have to call the roll before we do the approval of the minutes and the agenda, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maria Amudian.
Here.
Kate Campbell.
Here.
Part of the problem is I don't have the entire roll, because I don't have access to the right account.
All right, you want me to do it?
If you have it handy, that would be helpful.
Okay, this is going to be out of alpha order. Ngozi Kamau from KTFT. Patty Heffley from WBAI. Sarv Rendawa from KPFA. Rob Robinson from WPFW, present. William Walker from KPFA. Maria R. Moodian from KPFK.
Here.
Ken Freeland from KPFT.
Here.
Teresa Allen from KPFT. Alan Minsky from KPFK. Arturo Limas from KPFK. Kate Campbell from WPFW.
Here.
Sean Rhodes from WBAI.
Here.
Serene Roberts from WBAI. Serene.
I'm here.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons from KPFA.
Here.
And Joe Gonzala from KPFA.
Here.
And myself, Norberto.
Norberto Martinez.
Yeah, yeah.
From WPFW. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 members, right? Serene? Is my math okay?
The math is fine.
Okay. Okay, the first item of business I would like to begin with is the approval of the minutes of the March 8, 2005, the inaugural meeting of this committee.
Move that we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Is that Bonnie?
That was Maria.
Chair, do we have discussion on the minutes now?
Absolutely, yes. The motion to approve the minutes has been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Okay. Sean Rodson, WBAI.
Sean?
There is a portion here.
Okay.
Where you said that the committee would take up at the 02-2805 telephone meeting. I'm assuming that's meeting 3-2805.
Yeah, I assume it is too. What page, do you know where that is? What Roman numeral or page number, something like that?
Let me see, where can I give you a clue?
So I think it's down toward the bottom. I corrected it, Rob, in my revision to you, but I guess it didn't make the final cut.
No. It is down towards the bottom. It's after, where is it after? Where it's after the nominations for secretary and chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then will you give your suggestion about the PMB program committee business in that header, be the for the when we send emails? It's a sentence right after that, paragraph right after that.
I'm not finding it on mine. Is it under recap balloting? Do you have a Roman numeral or something like that?
No, it's way after the Roman numerals.
Okay, and you want to change it from what to what?
From 02-2805 to 03-2805.
Which is the date for Okay.
Which is today.
Right, okay.
Because we couldn't have had the discussion in February. We weren't convened until March. And then later in that same section where it says Patty Heffley asked about the need for a Pacifica National Program Director to be approved, it goes on after the semicolon says, it was agreed that she indicated she would forward language for a prior motion to the meeting. I'm not sure what that's trying to be there, what that sentence means.
Patty was supposed to have forwarded the minutes from the motion from the PNB. This was a PNB decision.
Well, then that needs to be changed. It was agreed that she would forward language for prior motion to the meeting. And that stuff about that she indicated should be removed.
Well, I think until we actually have it, it's her recollection that we're working on.
That's not the point I'm questioning. I'm questioning whether what she would do there, whether she would forward the language or there's something else that's being indicated that she would do. The sentence is not clear.
Which sentence? She asked about the need for a Pacifica National Program Director to be approved at the March 05 meeting.
In accordance with the PNB Resolution Number 62 from 2004.
Right.
The part I'm questioning is the part after that.
It was agreed that the matter of the National Program Director would be agendized for the 3/28/05 teleconference.
That's not how the minutes read, the version that read that you sent to us.
No, it doesn't say that at all.
Okay, so we have a conflict. So what does yours say?
What mine says, it was agreed that she indicated, there's something missing there, it doesn't make sense, she would forward language for a motion prior to the meeting. That part makes sense, so that's...
Could we request that Rob read again the language that he has, and perhaps we can just agree to that language?
Yeah, sure. We've sent a lot of versions of this out, and part of this may be my anxiety at sending stuff out too quickly. What I have says, Patty Heffley asked about the need for a Pacifica National Program Director to be approved at the March 05 PNB meeting in accordance with the Resolution 62 from 2004. It was agreed that the matter of the National Program Director would be agendized for the 3/28/05 teleconference, that's this meeting. Patty Heffley indicated that she would forward language for a motion prior to the meeting. I haven't seen that language.
I haven't either.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
But that's
that's what we've got attached, right? Isn't that what you've attached, Rob, to what you sent out yesterday and today? Isn't that same language or not?
I haven't seen the attachment with the language that she wants to send us.
Okay.
Really?
Well, it's only saying that she would forward. It doesn't say that she did forward it. And
right. That's exactly.
So the fact is that it has been agendized, and that's all that it's really saying. It seems to me. So I would move that we accept the version that we just heard verbally from Rob as the definitive minutes and dispense with this other version that came over the internet.
Yeah, I can resend that to you, and we are going to go to that item on the agenda. So if she has something, if she appears in the conference call and she has some language, she can certainly give it to us. But right now we don't have additional language about that.
But we do have it as an agenda item.
Yes, we do have it agendized.
So again, I propose that we accept the language that you've read to us as definitive and move on.
Second it.
Okay. Can we move on that right now, folks?
Barring any objections. Let's go.
Are there objections? If there are no objections, we're going to go forward. Okay, hearing no objections, we are now going to take a vote on approving the minutes.
As amended.
As amended. Right, exactly. Thank you. Okay.
Let me say good evening. This is Ngozi. I'm now present.
Oh.
Being late.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Question about when we amend minutes, do they have to go through the same procedure as motions where... in order to amend them, that one has to move to amend it, and somebody has to second it, and you have to go through that process? Like, should there have been a second, for example?
There was.
There was.
Oh, there was a second to move.
Yeah.
My apology.
Okay.
William Walker's here.
Oh, William's here. Okay.
I'm late.
We have
Sorry.
Several new people here. Can we go through the minutes again, or excuse me, can we go through the roll again very quickly? Ngozi Kamau?
Here.
Patty Heffley? Sarv Rendawa?
Sarv is not on the
committee. Sarv's not on the committee.
He now tells me he's not, so we're going to accept that. Rob Robinson is here. William Walker?
Here.
Okay. Maria Armudian?
Here.
Ken Freeland?
Here.
Teresa Allen. Alan Minsky. Arturo Lemus. Cade Campbell.
Here.
Norberto Martinez.
Here.
Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Joe Anzala.
Here.
Okay, so we've got... Did someone count that for me?
We've got 8. I'm sorry, we've got 11.
I counted 11.
We're down 4. We're just short 4 people, that's fine.
Okay.
Ernesto Aguilar from KPFT as well.
Who?
I'm sorry?
Ernesto Aguilar with KPFT and the program director.
Okay. Let me just mention to everyone, since I'm new and Ernesto is new, this is Rob Robinson speaking. The procedure at the last year was to invite the program directors onto the calls. They are non-voting members of the programming committee. So Ernesto Aguilar and Armando Gudino and Bernard White are, of course, have been invited to the meeting. I just want everyone to know that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is everyone clear?
Yes.
But they are non-voting members, but we do want to work in conjunction with them. You know, if we're going to function, we're going to have to work with the programming directors and the general managers. Okay, we've now approved the minutes. The next item on the agenda that we need to move through is approving the agenda. Do we just have a new member?
That's right, Patty Heffley. Patty Heffley joined.
Excuse me, Rob.
Great. Patty? Yes, who else is there?
Arturo.
Hi, Arturo.
How you doing?
Hello.
Bob, it's Bonnie. I just wondered, did I miss a setting an adjournment time? Oh, we've only approved minutes.
We just got to minutes.
I'm a little bit off of it.
Yeah, we're a little behind time. So right now we're under item number 1, adjournment and housekeeping. We approved the minutes. We've read the roll call. We now have like 12 members of the 15-member committee, and we're now approving the agenda. Can I entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Seconded.
Point of information.
Second.
Serene?
Yeah, I don't have a copy of the agenda in front of me. Does everyone know what's on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you near a fax machine or something like that?
I am in someone else's house.
I don't want to get personal. So
I don't either.
So there's nothing that we can do to remedy the situation.
You can send it to the email that I gave you to use earlier today.
I did.
Okay. They're trying to get me off. Okay. Continue then.
No, what I'm saying is if someone is there that's got a separate line and a fax machine, is there a way for them to fax this to you?
No. It's okay. They're going to get me online, so I'll be able to access it from there.
Okay.
Well, this is Ngozi, and I'm actually traveling, and I don't have access. But I'll be okay. I'll follow along. I'll be
fine. Same here.
Okay. I still would like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda. So
it was moved and seconded.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ken. All in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed say nay. So we're clear on that. Okay. We're going to now move to the balloting for the positions of Secretary of the Programming Committee and Chair of the Programming Committee. And I'd like to ask William Walker to report to us, if you could, William, please.
I can give a brief report. I'm still trying to get a hold of Leilani.
Yes, William is traveling, so he's not in Berkeley right now. He's in New York. Thank you,
I'm
William.
I'm in New York City.
Okay,
and
tell us what you have to report.
The results I have thus far show that Rob Robinson is the chair. It's uncontested. All of the ballots that I have in my hands state that both Rob Robinson for chairperson and Serene Roberts for secretary are both uncontested, and I can say that I have 6 ballots, and I have 6 votes for Serene. I have 5 votes for Rob, and that's my report, and we have quorum. There are a number of ballots sitting in Berkeley, and we will get those results, and as long as there are more ballots in my hands than there are in Berkeley, and as long as there aren't any write-in candidates, at this point it looks that Serene and Rob will be certified as the officers of this committee.
This is Kate Campbell, WPFW. I'd like to know whether or not you received my ballot. There was a
We did receive your ballot, Kate. It's in Berkeley. I don't have it on me.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same question on William.
Yes, Ngozi, we received your ballot.
Thank you much.
Did you receive mine also, Norberto Martinez?
Say your name, please.
Norberto Martinez.
Yes, we received your ballot.
Okay.
So I've also received Bonnie. Let me see what I have in my hands. Bonnie Simmons, Rob Robinson, Teresa Allen, Ken Freeland, and myself.
You can get mine? Sean Rose from DAI.
Sean Rose.
Yours has been received, yes, Sean.
I think it's been received in Berkeley. I don't have it here in New York.
Okay.
Thank you.
So once I get those ballots from Leilani, when she arrives here or when I arrive back in Berkeley, we'll sign off on it and certify it.
And just a point of clarification. This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
We actually only need to have at least half of the committee voting, so as long as we have 8 ballots total.
I don't have eight ballots total.
They just haven't been opened.
Okay,
William hasn't got access to all of them.
I understand. I was just making it clear to people who might have heard the previous call and thought that we needed to get all 15 ballots in order to...
I see, yeah.
No, we've met quorum for this election, and as long as there aren't any new candidates in the other ballots, we should be fine. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay, so we can't declare definitively where we are, but we clearly have a quorum of people from the committee that have voted, and William will work with Leilani and try to get back to us by email if you can, William.
Sure.
Hopefully before the meeting in New York, if that's possible.
I will do my best. I will get a hold of Leilani as soon as I can.
Okay, and that way we can be clear about where we are. Does anyone have a question or an issue with that?
No.
Okay, that takes care of the balloting results. So we're going to carry on. Listserv stuff, scheduling agendas. Serene, do you want to just talk briefly about the Yahoo stuff?
Sure. Those of you who have a Yahoo address already can access the listserv. You can go back, read the history. You can easily post files, which is where we're going to be posting the minutes and so forth, and other documents that are important to the work we're doing. Those of you who do not have Yahoo email, you can get what's called a Yahoo ID. And assuming I have no computer trouble tomorrow, I will send around. It's almost identical to setting up a Yahoo account, except you opt out of getting a mailbox at the very end of the process. So I'll send that around for you in writing, and I'll be, you know, available to walk anybody through who gets stuck with that process. And using your Yahoo ID will then allow you to have access to all the features of the Yahoo group, including access to the archives and the files and so forth. We can do lots of discussion on the listserv, but we can't vote on any motions. We can't argue motions on the listserv.
Okay, it sounded like we just had someone come into the pool. Did we have a new member? Did someone just come onto the call?
You know, this is Kate Campbell. Rob, my phone is sounding, and I might be lost for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Two things. You can always call back into the call
mm-hmm.
if you get disconnected. The other thing is that if you want to mute your phone, if there's noise going on in the background, you can hit *6, or some of you may have something called a mute button on your phone.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But *6 will mute it, so if there's noise in the background, like if a backhoe tears into the back of your kitchen
and you don't want us to hear about that, you can hit star 6.
Thank you.
Okay. So we've covered the listserv, so Serena's going to send us some information. The next to the last thing is I'd like to talk about adopting schedule. Does anyone have a date during the week or on the weekend that we think we can use as a regular meeting date? I would like to suggest that we meet once a month, that we try to work between ourselves in between, but is once a month a generally good working schedule for most of you here?
Yes, I think that's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Repeat that again, Rob. What were you proposing? Which date?
I'm not proposing a date. I'm suggesting that we meet, that we adopt a formal meeting schedule in which we conduct business that will be formally broadcast, webcast, and formally noticed, but that in between that we work on issues over the Internet and by calling each other on an individual basis. Is the once-a-month meeting schedule acceptable to everyone here? Could I entertain a motion to that effect?
Yes.
Second?
Second it.
Okay. All in favor that we meet once a month as a general rule, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Okay. Now can we get down to what day of the week?
Bob?
Yes?
Are we counting abstentions? I didn't abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But so far, there's a couple
I've got
of those.
Thank you so much. No, I'm just being simple because I got a lot of stuff in my head.
Yes.
Any abstentions there on the once-a-month meeting? Okay, no. Assuming that, we can now move on to which day of the week or weekend date would be best for us to have this call on a monthly basis. And I'll entertain any suggestions for any member of the call at this point.
I'd like to propose Monday evenings, some Monday evening during the month, whichever one is convenient with folks. That seems to be a pretty open date for me.
Okay. There are finance committee meetings on Monday evenings, but
point
I don't
of information?
Yes, Patty.
Patty, we usually meet on Fridays. We just had some with this.
Who is we?
The finance committee meeting is usually Fridays. It's just Mondays first because of meeting with the administrative council.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Patty. So we're not going to conflict if we do it on Monday.
No.
Thank you very much, Patty. Anyone else? If Monday's okay, let's just go with Monday for the time being.
Ken? Was that Ken who said Monday?
Ken proposed Monday, yes.
Second Monday?
That's the next question. Is which Monday of the week, 1, 2, 3, 4, does anyone have a position?
Why don't we stick with the last one?
The last Monday?
Isn't the last Monday the PNB meeting? When do you guys meet?
The PNB meeting actually is going to be this week.
No. The telephone conferences, the regular specials that happen monthly.
Specials, I believe, Patty or someone else, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that they're on the third Monday, not the fourth Monday.
Okay, I don't know because we had it on a Tuesday this last time, so I wouldn't know.
And it seems to me last year they were using the last Monday, I thought.
I do think it's the fourth Monday typically because of another regular meeting I have on a fourth Tuesday, and I tend to go right back to...
Oh, that's in Ngozi?
Yes.
How about the third Monday?
Okay.
The third Monday is not the PNB's special... call meeting.
I'm informed that it's not.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'm not sure about that. But
well, if it is and we're wrong and we accept this, we're going to have to make agreements to change it, and we'll have to post notice to that effect.
Why don't we do that now? We'll say we'll do the third Monday if it's not the PNB, mm-hmm. and if it turns out it is the PNB, we'll do the second.
Oh.
Second that motion. That's
much smarter. Much smarter. Okay, thanks. So the motion now is that we're going to go with the third Monday of each month for the programming committee meetings. If that turns out to be in conflict, we'll bump back to the fourth Monday.
I thought we said second.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll move forward to the second. All in favor of that, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, say nay. Abstentions, if you please. Okay. So
third Monday.
Third Monday, assuming we're not in conflict with the PNB, and if we are, we go back to the second Monday.
One more proposal.
Yes, Serene.
That it's the meeting start at 8 p.m. Eastern rather than 9 p.m. So it starts at 5 Pacific instead of 6 Pacific.
I wonder if you could maybe augment, change that to maybe 5:30. There's no way I'd be able to make it to away from my work and to a phone by 5.
Is that Bonnie or Maria?
Yeah. And
Maria?
Yeah, I work, okay. You know, because I work for the legislature, and we cannot use the state phones for non-state purposes. So I would have to leave my office at 5 and make it to a phone. So maybe by 5:30, that would be the earliest I'd be able to join.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
The purpose of Serene's motion is that many of us here in the East Coast find ourselves completing these meetings at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know what the impact of that is.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we limit the time of the meeting then instead?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 9 p.m. is a good time, I think. I mean, this is Norberto
mm-hmm.
from WPFW. 9 is a good time for me.
Yeah.
And if we limit the meeting at least for 2 hours,
yeah.
It'll still be a good time to go to bed.
Well, let's just do let's do a rough cut. How many approve 5:30?
I like 5:30.
Okay, Serene, can you call the roll, or do you not have the roll still?
I do.
Okay.
Let me see if anybody is opposed to 5:30.
Yes. Okay.
Who prefers 6?
Arturo prefers 6.
I prefer 6.
I prefer 6.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is 6 a problem for you, or it's just a preference?
It's a preference for me.
A preference.
Is it a problem for anyone?
Point of information? 6 p.m. when? I have to step off for a second. I'm sorry.
6 p.m. Eastern. It was. We're looking at third. Oh, William, you may know. What's the... I'm sorry. Can I just break in with something totally different here for a second, guys? Go back to where we were on the PNB thing?
Yes.
The PNB meets which Monday?
We meet either the last Monday or the last Tuesday of each month.
Okay.
It's going back and forth, so that
okay.
It's not the same.
But it's always the fourth.
Yeah, fourth week of the month.
Okay.
So the third Monday is not going to be a conflict.
So we've got the third, right.
No, that was... The only time a third Monday would happen is if we have a board meeting the fourth weekend, which we've done this time.
Okay.
Or the fourth week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's go back. We're talking about... whether or not it's going to be a problem if we do 6 o'clock rather than 5:30 or 9 o'clock rather than 8:30 for those of us in the East. Right? Serene?
Right.
Isn't 6 a little late or 9? I mean, just for the East Coast, I'm just trying to
That's why we're trying to work our way up to 8:30 unless someone has a real problem with it.
Norberto said he preferred, and he's in the East, he said he preferred 9 o'clock.
Right, but that was a preference, not a...
Right. It was. He didn't say it was impossible. So can we go with 8:30? I think the sense of the group is that we can.
Let's try it.
Okay. So the sense of the group is we're going to try the third Monday at 8:30. We're all in accord there. Are we not?
Yes.
Okay, we finished the first part of our meeting. Now we're going to roll on to item number 2 in the agenda, the role and mission. A couple of things I want to... Hello, did someone just come in?
Kay Campbell, WPFW. My phone needed to recharge.
Oh, she came back. Okay.
Sorry. This is Bonnie. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to have an idea how long this is going to go because I have to tell somebody what time to meet me later.
I think we're going to be on the phone for another hour and a half, Bonnie.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay. The first thing I want to say is, do we have a sense of the group about whether we need to draft a separate mission statement, one or two or three sentences, not an endless document?
You know, Cade Campbell, WPFW, it would be helpful for me coming in as a new person.
to have that.
Anyone else?
Ken Freeland, KPFT. I think every committee benefits from having a mission statement.
Okay.
For cross-reference purposes.
Okay. Serene?
So aside from the language contained within the bylaws that sort of said this committee has to exist and this is what you're here to do.
Right.
What are you guys thinking of?
Something that talks about what we do on an annual basis to perform our fiduciary responsibilities. The bylaws now talk about mission fulfillment, and it's pretty general. Would someone like to be responsible for coming up with a draft mission statement?
Why don't we put a group together?
Pardon me?
Why don't we put a small working group together?
That's great. Is that Maria or Bonnie or whom?
That's Maria.
Maria, okay. Maria, would you like to convene that? Could you help convene that group?
I could probably help convene that group.
Okay. Would anyone like to join Maria? Let's do it now so that Maria is not out there all by herself.
Yeah, you don't want to know what wild things I'll come up with.
This is Ngozi. I'll work with you.
Yay. One more person?
Yeah.
Is there a man in the house who wants to step up?
I'm sorry?
We're just working for some gender balance here.
So we need a man? Is that what you're saying?
I'm hoping a man will volunteer.
I tell you what, we could start, and then maybe we can recruit somebody in the second meeting. Ngozi, maybe we can start in New York.
If you're starting in New York, I'll step up, and I'm a man.
So. All right, so Ngozi, William, Maria, we'll hook up and drink a lot after the meeting and come up with some wild and crazy.
We'll have a webcast. We'll drink high C, okay?
Now you're going to get a whole bunch of people joining the group.
I know how to get people to work.
I'd be happy to send you some of the stuff that we put together for our LSB program committee last year.
That'd be great.
As well.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've taken care of that. One of the documents that I sent to everybody was the outcomes, which were just was just an iteration of some of the statements that everyone here made when we had the first call on the 8th. And I thought most of the things that people said were great. The first outcome was basically to elevate our best local programming to a broader national audience. The second one was to create core national programming to improve the attraction of local stations' program offerings and the diversity of their audiences respectively. The third was to improve the programming and production resources available to programmers and producers at the local stations, which involves things like fact-checking, a better audio port, you know, more producers. The fourth was the need for more substantive programmatic commitment to harnessing the creative and cultural energies of our communities. In other words, there are a lot of things, cultural programs, that we don't get into, like radio drama, which we think have a great power, drawing power, but they're harder to do, and so we tend to do them less. The fifth outcome that we sought was a call for dialogues that bridge the gaps between people. And that's the initial way that Lou Hill believed that Pacifica Radio was going to bring people together about, you know, understanding issues and overcoming hostilities. This fifth point was brought forward by Ngozi, and I think it's great because it goes back to the original vision that we had for Pacifica. The sixth outcome was the need to prioritize network-wide programs that train youth and a wide range of community and radio skills, and this was William's point. The seventh was a call for a more straightforward process to evaluate programming ideas and proposals so that we're doing the same thing when we do program evaluation from station to station to station in terms of determining whether or not we're compliant with our mission and things like that. So those outcomes were very, very helpful. And one of the specific items that we had in which someone asked to agendize something was Ken Freeland from KPFT, who asked to agendize an item. Ken, would you like to talk about your proposal?
Sure. This would have to do with the second outcome, I think, that you mentioned of our earlier discussion about developing or encouraging the development of core programming for Pacifica. But this is about a call for proposals. In other words, instead of generating a program idea itself, or instead of generating the program itself, calling for proposals to answer the program of this description. A network-wide collaborative news magazine program to be broadcast initially at a time that would enable all Pacifica signal areas to broadcast it during morning drive time, figured at 7 to 9 a.m. per signal area, which would focus on items of world and national significance, but which would also allow for a local news component, similar to the NPR National Local Collaboration, as well as the national feed, which would include a role for affiliate and associate stations. The purpose of this program would be, and then I mentioned three primary purposes, which in addition to allowing for collaborative association of the talent from the different signal areas, would also serve to augment Democracy Now, because Democracy Now, while it's a great program and nobody questions that, and hope all of us will have it in our morning drive time sooner or later, has its own type of limits and does not necessarily cover everything that's out there to be covered, and some people are keener on those limits than others. Secondly, to grow Pacifica's listenership with even more cutting-edge news reporting and analysis in accordance with Pacifica's mission statement, and I cite, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and then to provide for a depth of national news programming under the authority of the Pacifica Foundation itself, to assure that no matter what happens in the future with contract programming like Democracy Now!, Pacifica will always have national, international news programming continuing under our own aegis. So I hope you've all had a chance to look at that and think about it, because I think that if our programming committee isn't pursuing the core programming for Pacifica, that's going to attract the listenership and put Pacifica on the map, continue to keep Pacifica on the map, I should put it that way, then I think we're not doing our job as a committee. And I think this will go hand in hand with the Hispanic news programming thing that we're also looking at, because I'm going to suggest here, to just skip a beat, that the way this would be addressed is to form a committee to be composed of management, members of this committee, and so maybe a few programmers, but you know, definitely a collaborative mix to assess the proposals, to look at them and see what is workable, and that's probably the best way we'll have to go with the Hispanic news broadcasting commitment that has been made for us by the PNB. So I'm thinking that we could kill two birds with one stone this way, but I would really hope that people find this idea favorable and see in it the vision for Pacifica to really use the best that it has without burdening any particular local station with too much in the way of resources, you know, that they don't have, because I know KPFT in particular is a little pressed right now. But I'm just that way we can share the burden and hopefully come up with something that will take our message forward much further than we already have about what Pacific is and what it can provide to the larger listening community.
Let's invite some comment on that.
Yep.
Chair, I'd like to be added.
I'd like to be on stack. This is Bonnie.
This is Sean.
Okay. Look, we got Bonnie, Sean. Who else?
Maria.
William.
Arturo
Lemus.
William was actually first.
I was first.
Was first.
Okay, we have William, Bonnie, Sean, Maria, Norberto.
Yeah.
I heard you in there.
Yes.
And
Arturo.
Maria's in there, too.
Pardon me?
You said me.
I said no. William, Bonnie, Sean, Maria, Norberto, Arturo.
And Serene.
Okay, is that okay, or did I put anyone's place wrong? Because I don't want to bend anyone out of shape. Okay, William, hit it.
Thanks. I think
can we adopt a time limit for these comments, like 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure, I'll be shorter than that. I think that the idea is really great. I think we need a point person at National to be dealing with this stuff, and I think that we have to figure out, we've been tasked with coming up with a recommendation for the national programming coordinator or national program director position, and we just have to figure out
what that looks like, and I'm not sure what this body has to say about that. I think that that person is important, and I'm not sure what that person's role is, but I know that there's independence at the different stations right now around programming, and it makes it difficult to float a national proposal because there's not a lot of trust amongst the different stations. So I think that those are things we need to take into consideration.
Do you want a national point person?
Yes.
Okay. Bonnie.
For the most part, I echo what William just said. I think that it's a good idea for us to be looking to programs like this, obviously, to be preparing things because it takes a long time to put one of these together successfully. But some things that occur to me along the lines of what William was just saying, for instance, at KPFA, our morning show mm-hmm. is on from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right.
You know, the idea of putting together an hour-long news magazine is very complicated and very expensive. And I wonder if we shouldn't... I agree with William that maybe a point person makes sense, but kind of conflicting with that, I wonder if we shouldn't consider things like the fact that we have free speech radio news already with a structure, and, you know, that's only a half hour. And that's a lot of people working all day long every day to put together a half hour. So I guess I'm just saying that it's ambitious, and I think that there is some tightrope walking to be done when coming to the local stations who already have programming in place with something like this.
Okay, okay. Sean Rhodes from BAI.
Thank you. I agree with Bonnie. This is an ambitious plan. Just so it's clear, because it's not really clear in your motion here, what is the frequency that you're looking to have this air? 5 days a week are we talking about?
Right.
From
daily news magazine.
Let's be clear that we're talking about two things in our outcomes. One of them is we're talking about elevating local programs to a national audience. The other thing that we're talking about is identifying core national programming. And we agreed as a group that both of those issues were top of mind for us. So whether or not we can agree on what that national programming will be or which national programs get elevated, we're in agreement that those are both goals that this committee should adopt. Okay?
Okay with me.
Sean, you want to carry on?
No, I just had that question. Thank you.
Rob, I'd like to go back on the stack, please. Just Ken.
Okay, Ken. Maria?
I know that the KPFK LSB has a lot of concern about any kind of centralization. So I know that they would direct me to always favor the decentralized approach.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the four PNB reps, I would have to lean that way to be representing my LSB at all. The other issue has to do with if we did do some kind of national program that was fabulous and did something a little different from Democracy Now! And some of the others that we're carrying, you know, we'd come up against also the, are we just offering it to all of our stations? Just so that they can play it? That's a question I'd want to ask you. And then the third point is...
In other words, is it must-carry or optional?
Right. And then the third point would be an idea to augment what you've suggested or to replace it would be, rather than doing an entire hour-long news show, what might be what we need at KPFK, KPFA, I'm just guessing the other stations, are some produced segments, short segments, that the current programmers, and I'm one of the local programmers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm doing my thing, and I just would have loved to have had an awesome produced segment,
mm-hmm.
minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 15, about one topic, two topics, three topics, that I would not have been able to get and put on my show. And so maybe rather than concentrating on doing an hour-long news show, that then, like, you know, people who are doing the morning show would have to bump their people off, maybe offer these produced segments that are just extraordinary, like NPR does.
for example,
except
about the topic like Medicaid or Social Security or...
Right. And that, except for that, it would be totally Pacifica style.
Or why is Arnold Schwarzenegger shutting down the libraries and the schools in California because of the Bush budget cuts?
Whatever it might be, exactly. So, and I would think that that would go over so much better, because then you get to keep this sort of decentralization. You get the local programmers don't get, you know, bent out of shape, and you're offering them something that's going to make the quality go up. And they get to incorporate it into what they're already doing.
Okay. Norberto is next in the stack. Norberto?
Yeah. I would say that I would agree with the motion, actually, and I would applaud that we do get some program which is similar to AMEBA discussion, but providing a different discussion on issues. I see the limitations on Amy Goodman's show, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to see that sort of coming as a national... more of a national program to WPFW.
Mm-hmm.
Our station is limited with news and information and public affairs, so it would be wonderful to get some of the an hour of programming that would be, you know, thought-provoking and very insightful for the audience in this area.
Yeah. Okay. Arturo Limas from KPFK.
I think it's a good idea. The motion is a good idea for preparing. When I look at these things, I always look as to what grassroots community radio is dedicated to do, which I think is what Pacifica and KPFK is moving towards, which is really serving the different communities. So analyzing what are the needs of the different communities nationwide,
mm-hmm.
would have to take into consideration what different excellent programs we have in the different stations, and how can we get specific segments or whole programs that are really good in the network to be shared with the different stations, and you would need someone or a group of people to evaluate that and to see how all of that could come together. Keeping in mind always that we need all of that good information to serve our communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is a good beginning from my point of view. And it is a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Serene Roberts from WBAI.
Hello?
Serene.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Oh, thanks. I don't have a problem with the concept. I do think that we sort of need to use a different approach. I think we need to understand how programming is structured at the different stations, and that's sort of an assignment that I would want to give to the the PDs or the people who are serving in, as program directors or whatever the title is at various places. So we understand the system that we're going to try to work within. In New York, for example, we have paid department heads and pretty much independent producers. In KPFK, I understand you sort of like have someone who produces the morning programs and then someone who produces the afternoon programs, if I'm correct on that. Yeah, so I think we sort of need to understand that, and I think we need to define national programming in terms of who's paying for it,
mm-hmm.
Whether, in fact, in order to be considered a national program, you have to be on 3 of 5, and if so, it doesn't have to be a commitment to carry the show for a year on 3 of 5, and,
mm-hmm.
and all those sorts. I really think we need to put a structure in place first and then decide how we're going to do things. We really need to know what we're working with.
That's good. Those are really good points. Could we ask Ernesto Aguilar from KPFT, who's new, to come in, because we need to hear new voices. And Ernesto, we'd love to hear you.
Thank you very much. I find the
idea very, very intriguing to bring in national programming. I had a meeting with Ken. As a matter of fact, he's with KPFT as well, and he laid out some of his ideas in regard to the vision for this. I think that it's a very, very exciting idea. At the same time, I do share some other concerns regarding the cost involved. I know a lot of the stations are, of course, trying to keep costs down, so I'd be interested to hear from some of the other stations in terms of how much they can contribute. From a KPFT standpoint, I'd have to speak with Wayne Bradley a bit, but it seems like something we'd be willing to invest some time and effort in. That being said, I'd like to make sure before we dive in too deeply that we take a kind of a programmatic approach, try to determine some things that would be covered, some general topics, some willingness from folks to cover, and also try to make sure that we don't have too much overlap from maybe what Vern Avery Brown may be doing with the Pacifica News headlines or other types of components that may be going on at some of the local stations too.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ernesto.
Thank you.
Yeah? Did I hear someone else speaking up? Ken, Ken wanted to come back.
Yeah, I wanted to come back upstairs.
I'm sorry. It's your motion, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the first thing I wanted to emphasize is that this is a call for proposals. It's not a commitment. It's just asking for proposals. Some people have asked some very good questions about the whole cost issue. And I would say that because we're just asking for proposals here, the proposals would include that parameter, like how would you propose that this be cost structured? I'm again trying to suggest that it would be an effort to remove any kind of burden from the individual stations as much as possible, trying to keep the cost centralized, but the program production decentralized. Somebody was talking about independent producers. Independent producers would have an obvious role in a program like this, which would be to provide segments for the show that would be picked up by whoever is making that decision. One of the things that I wasn't able to focus on when I gave the introduction to this, but I think Norberto has demonstrated that he really has picked up on, is the notion that this would be cutting-edge news. It's not going to be. Amy Goodman does the best job of anybody in the whole probably of radio broadcasting in responding to the events of the day, but this would be an attempt to go beyond that, to get into stories like, you know, what's the real story about 9/11, you know, and stuff like that that nobody's touching right now, and it would I would assume that it would have direction from people who are cutting edge journalists and thinkers that would be able to keep the program on track, to force it into the cutting edge, to keep it in the cutting edge, and that's kind of the vision for this thing. Rather than providing segments for people to incorporate in their existing morning shows, I would suggest that it would be such that people would want to become incorporated in the production of this show. And that's the kind of the way I'm trying to verse it. I know that some stations do already have morning magazine kind of shows, but I think that combining our efforts network-wide would really create a synergy that would, I mean, I was just so impressed by the counter-inaugural and the energy that went into that and the way in which it provided such a comprehensive view that probably no one station would ever have been able to do. And that's the sort of thing that I'd like to see done on a daily basis in Pacifica. That's the hope behind this proposal. And again, it's only a call for proposals. It's not asking for a commitment. So if we got proposals and we didn't like any of them, well, we could throw the idea out the window. But if one of them came through and somebody says, you know, that could work. And then if the people making this decision were not just the people on this committee, but also some people from management like program directors and, you know, producers who are already involved in morning, in magazine magazine shows and so forth like that, and they were invested, then I think the question of whether this is must carry or not could become moot, okay? And I would hope that it would. Because if, you know, we certainly don't want to get back into the battle of forcing people to take programs that they don't really feel like they're their own. You know, this would have to be a sense of common ownership and excitement around it, or else it's probably not going to work anyway. But that's the idea. So I would say that's how that question gets answered.
Yeah, I feel good about that. Can we suggest perhaps, and someone else can come up with an alternative suggestion, but mine would be that we send out the seven proposals as well as Ken's specific proposal under item two and say, do people in Pacifica have specific issues about how we can do that? I think that we do want to elevate our best local programming to a national audience. You know, how do we do that and what are the programs?
Right.
And how do we create core programming?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if we have morning news that's hard news that covers national news and international news that augments what Amy's doing, that's going to be something that people will come to.
Mm-hmm.
If we do the same thing in the evening and maybe get
mm-hmm.
more editorial on folks,
mm-hmm.
you know, it could be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we need to do. And on down the line, how do we attract young people?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. So what I would like to suggest is that what we do in support of all of these issues is to send out these outcome proposals that we had, including the specifics that Ken has put for a national news magazine, which I think makes sense. You know, I really do. I think a national news magazine for an hour before Amy would be good.
Yeah.
How that works into everyone's schedule, I don't know. But if we could proceed in that direction, I think that we would be a stronger network. And just see what comes back.
This is Serene. I'd like to get on the stack.
Serene, please.
Yeah.
Put Maria back on the stack, too.
You're on the stack, Serene.
I think there's no problem with, well, part of the, what I do have a problem with, I do have a problem with asking people for proposals when we have no mechanism set up at all, nor have we discussed one or considered one, that can actually put anything into place. So we're asking people to take the time to write up creative proposals, you know, and we'll, at least I think for another couple of meetings, just be sitting and discussing structure.
Well, we come to that later in the
and,
agenda
and,
where we discuss the national programming resolutions.
Yeah, you actually didn't send me a copy of the agenda. You sent me everything else, but I don't have a copy of that. If you can shoot it over to me now, that would be great.
I'd have to hang the phone up.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
I do think that we're sort of, I would then ask that we table this motion until after we've discussed the structure into which proposals and programming can actually be placed. I think we're putting the cart before the horse.
You know what, I would second that. I think it needs a little bit more. I would like to personally spend a little bit more time.
Who is speaking?
It says Maria. Sorry,
okay.
I hope you got me on the stack.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like to spend a little bit more time sort of going through the details of this proposal, because there's some things that I think can be worked out that would be really great. I don't think anybody at my station would be happy about a national hour news magazine bumping out a programmer every day. I just don't think that I could vote for that, given what the LSB has sort of, you know, indicated. But there are a lot of great things in this proposal, and what I'm thinking is there may be a way to, you know, accomplish all of the awesome things here, and with some, you know, fine tuning and amending in this group. That's what I'm hoping for. So I'm seconding the tabling this. Although Serene, it sounded like you wanted to table it just until after we discussed some structure. And I would ask to table it, actually, maybe to the next meeting.
Oh, yeah, I meant for at least a couple of meetings, because I really think there's a lot that we have to discuss. Some stations are very arts-heavy, and other stations are very public affairs-heavy. You know, so the needs of each station is slightly different, and we really have to find a way to make sure we're looking at the full picture, because everyone's going to be affected by whatever we decide.
Right. So I'm seconding the tabling the motion until at least the next meeting.
Who else is there?
I had to come back. I had to step off for a sec. It's a long story, but I'm back.
Okay, so.
Is that William?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is Bonnie. Serene, I just sent you the agenda.
Oh, but that's a bad email. I can't access that email today for some reason.
Is there a way to give me one to send it to you?
Send it to more_serene@yahoo.com. Thanks.
And to William@kkfa.org. Thanks.